Okay, now it's already a little after the stated hour, so we're going to get started with this. And in getting started with this, I will just say that I'm really so excited about what we're going to be talking about today. Really excited about this project finally getting off the ground. We had hoped it would get off the ground sooner than this. However, COVID got in the way of it and really interfered with it being on the schedule we had hoped for. But we're so glad that we're finally there. And it's my pleasure right now to let you know that the person who had originally the brainstorm for what we're launching today in the Can't Match app is none other than Hannah Loeffler Kemp, who is the program director at Good Earth Village in southeastern Minnesota. And Hannah has been cultivating this idea for a while and worked really was with us all the way in terms of making sure it got developed. And so, Hannah, I'm going to not only introduce you at this time, but I'm going to ask you to get our launch party started with an explanation of why you had the idea and what you think it's going to do and how it's going to benefit Good Earth Village, and just give a general overview of it in that way before we get into some of the specifics. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you one of the smartest people I know, Hannah Loeffler Kemp from Good Earth Village. Yay!
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thanks for all of you for joining us here today. This is so exciting. It's really been in the works for a while, so it's just a lot of joy to be able to share with you this project. So like Don said, my name is Hannah Loeffler Kemp, and I serve as a program director at Good Earth Village, and I've served on summer staff at Voyagers Lutheran Ministry and Luther Crest. So it is a joy to see many camps here today to be a part of this exciting project. So this app has been in the creation process for a couple of years, and want to give some gratitude for LOM for help funding this wild idea that came about. And this idea was sparked at a LOM regional gathering during hospitality time, because hospitality time is really the creative juices that flow in those gathering periods. And so since then, this app was presented to the LOM board in, I believe, 2019 at the gathering, and has been in the development stage for the last year. Oh. And I want to give some thanks to Bryn and the team at Axe Media for their stellar job of putting this idea into motion. But I'm going to start with a brief overview of the app, and then I'll pass it on to Bryn, who will share a little bit more of the details on how this app works. So all of us have experienced staff recruiting in a number of forms, and it can be challenging for a variety of reasons, especially during this time of COVID as we navigate how to do camp in a pandemic. So I think back to my time on the recruiting trail and at various camp fairs, and there's always a handful of students that come up to my table carrying a handful of brochures and look very overwhelmed. And one of my first questions I typically ask a student like this is, what are you looking for in your camp experience? And many times, these students have a hard time articulating what they're looking for and are very overwhelmed by all the information they're getting. And so they need a little bit of some prompting to help gather what they're looking for in a camp. So Camp Match is a recruiting app that allows users to receive quick and easy access to information about camps. And the swipe method for gathering and sorting information is common amongst the demographic of technology users, especially those that identify in Gen Y and Z. This app is a tool to enhance the recruiting process, but not a replace-all for the current recruiting strategies that all of you are doing out there. But this app does sort of feel like a camp fair in your pocket, if I had to describe it really quickly. Little mini camp fair. The idea of Camp Match is to be a first touch tool for camps to connect with interested applicants and assist applicants in their discernment process for picking a camp. So there are two groups that will interface with this app and create profiles. The first group are camp organizations, just like yourself, and you can create a profile for your whole organization, or if you're a multi-site organization, you can create it for your specific camps within your organization. And then the second group of people are the potential summer staff applicants, and they will be the ones directly using that app to figure out what camp they want to attend. So LOM will be the first demographic of camp profiles, with the hope that this app will extend to other camp networks in the future. But all of LOM will get to be kind of the guinea pigs in this project. And since this app can be accessed wherever and whenever, we hope that young adults across the country will have access to it and be able to engage with it. Especially, we think about those young adults who attend colleges that we don't go to their school for a camp fair. They'll be able to access it, which is really, really great. And later, Don will highlight how we're going to be marketing this app and what kind of communities and demographics we'll be sharing this with. So if Bryn, if you want to quickly screen share, and I'll just kind of go through a brief overview of what it looks like, and then I'll have you go a little bit more step by step. So we'll get that on the screen. There we go.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you, Bryn. So, all of you can see on the left side of the screen is the Camp Match landing page, which is a website. And then on the right side is the app from after clicking it and opening up the app. So you can kind of see the two platforms we're going to be using. So camp organizations will not have to download the app to create your profile. You will be using the website platform on the left side of your screen. This website allows you to sign up, edit your profile, and access your matches. And this website can be found directly on the LOM website. If you search under like the job drop-down button, and then this landing page will show up. Yeah, so Bryn will show us where that is.
Right there.
Yeah. Right there. Perfect. So you'll click into that. You'll press the sign up. And then there will be a one-time enrollment fee of $200 per organization, plus a small annual fee. So think of this as an investment for your marketing, your recruiting, and the investment in the impactful ministry that each of you provide for our young adults. And then we'll go into those details in a little bit. But then on the right side with the app, the applicants will download the app at no cost, and they will create a profile which includes their preferences and then swipe through the camp profiles. Once they swipe through the camps they're interested in, their profile info and resume will get sent to you, which then you can access from that website platform in your login. So when you start receiving matches, then you have the ability to reach out to the applicant to continue your hiring process. Each camp has a different application and hiring process, but we concluded that collecting basic info and a resume would be helpful pieces to receive regardless of what your hiring process is. Yay, there's Good Earth Village. So before I pass it on to Bryn, and he'll go into kind of the step-by-step process, I just want to emphasize that this is the very first time we are doing this app. And with any new project, it takes time to develop, test, modify, retest, create new versions of it, and so forth. So as you learn more today and interact with the app later today, we just appreciate any feedback you have so we can create a high-quality recruiting tool. So Now we'll dig into what this app looks like. I know this is the part you've all been waiting for, is really what does this app do and what does it look like? So Bryn, I'll pass it on to you to kind of walk us through the step-by-step process.
Cool. Thanks, Hannah. And yeah, thank you everyone for coming on the call. I'm excited to review it all. And I have background in camp ministry growing up, going to family camp at Mount Carmel in Minnesota on Lake Carlos, and worked there 3 years. And also, well, everybody thinks I met my wife there, but I didn't meet her there. But probably if we hadn't worked there together, we probably wouldn't have gotten married. So camp was responsible for that. So what I'm on, I'll just back up here. So this is the landing page for it. So you as your camp organization, you're going to come here and you're going to press this sign up button. And once you hit sign up, you'll basically just fill out all this information about your camp, name, address, state, zip code, description. And then after the description is where you kind of select the things that applicants will get matched to your camp based on. So staff size, natural elements, activities, and and these are all, you know, you can select multiple things. So if you're, you know, you have a river and a lake, right? You can do multiple things, activities, you know, you can have kayaking, fishing, as many things as you have, and then positions available, same thing. You can check for all the positions that you have available. Also, if you, you know, miss something later, you can always, you can edit these preferences later, so you don't have to do it perfectly. And then there's photos to upload. I'd say when you're creating it, probably want to upload at least one photo. You can add more photos later, but definitely try to upload one photo the first time you do it. So then after you've done that, you'll hit submit. And after you submit it, you'll come to a screen like this, and this is essentially a dashboard where you can edit your camp, but then and view your matches that you've been matched on. Also, you'll see there's this payment tab. If you haven't paid yet, there's a link here to be able to make your payment as well. Okay, so now once I'm in here, if I want to go back and, you know, change something about the camp profile, I can come in here and I can change whatever I want to about my camp and its profile and add additional photos. Now, on the right, you'll see that this is the app, and I already swiped through and I matched myself to one of these, this test camp. So that's the profile that I'm under right now. It's just called test camp. So I matched myself to test camp. So on the right, I'm a potential staff user and I can see the camps that I'm matched to. And then on the left is, would be, you know, administrator for test camp. So on the left, I can see for test camp, I can view my matches. And then I can go and click on this will be the list of all the people that have matched on my camp. And then I can go to applicant details, and then I can see what their preferences are. And everybody should ideally have a resume uploaded. So any resume that they have uploaded will show up here, and you can click to it and see it. And then pretty sure that at that point, it's really would be your responsibility to connect and reach out to the applicant about, you know, going further in the application process. So that Hannah can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that you guys will then, you know, you probably have your own regular application process that you maybe want people to go through, but this will be a good way to find people to match with. Some of the other questions are that, so this stack of camps that are here, what it does is that it does match, at the top of the stack are going to be the camps that you most closely match to. However, once you've gone through all the ones that you most closely match to, you can, the user can kind of just keep going until they've gone through all the camps that are in the system. So if someone wants to, they'll be able, your camp will probably, you know, can potentially be seen by any applicant. It's just that if your camp doesn't match as closely to the preferences that that applicant has chosen, yours isn't going to be at the top, but, you know, eventually they would see it. And then also every time that, anything that they haven't matched themselves to, if they basically reload the app, that any camp that they haven't matched themselves to will show up again. So if they, you know, accidentally swiped left and they passed on it, and then they realize later, oh, actually did, you know, I was interested in that camp. When they come back to it, it'll come back up so they can match to it later if they want to. And then I'm trying to see if there's anything else that you would have to know. Oh yeah. So on that sign up screen, Don can speak to this too, but organizations that have more than one site, you complete the form for the first site, and then you'll work out with LOM that you'll only actually pay for one camp. So if you have multiple sites, you're not going to be charged for four of them. However, if you have four sites, you should have each site should sign up individually. So if, you know, site one would fill this out and sign up, and site two would do it, and those should be different emails. So if those, if you have a site, you know, different site director for your two or three sites, you want to use a different email and probably use, you know, the site director's email for those. The other thing is that if you, on the app side, there shouldn't really be any reason that you necessarily have to download the app and use it. However, if you did that, you shouldn't be using the same email that you're using as a camp. So, like I said, there's probably not a reason that you necessarily need to download the app. I understand that you might be curious to see what your camp looks like in the app, but if you do that, just use a different email than what, than the one that you're using for the camp. And then I guess the only other thing, these apps right now, the iOS app is live in the store, and that app is going to be linked to from this page. So we just have to put up the link, and then you can start directing people here, and they'll be kind of, you know, at the top of this screen, it'll probably be for summer staff to link to the app store and download the app. And then below what you see right now will probably move down for where the sign up is. So hopefully we tried to keep it as simple as we can. And because that is always good, just trying to keep it simple. And yeah, I hope that it is really valuable for all your camps. And I'd be happy to take any questions that anyone might have.
I'm going to jump in, Bryn, here, and I'm going to say that the fee for a camp to be on the app the first year that a camp is on the app the first time will be a $200 fee. And then, but once a camp is on the app, successive years are going to be much less expensive than that. We're looking at right now in the $25 to $50 a year range. But for any camp that signs up for the first time, even if it's 3 years from now, a camp is signing up for the first time, it'll be $200 for the first time. But then each successive year will be at the greatly reduced rate. And for those multi-camp organizations, the fee is $200 for a first-time sign-up for the organization. And as Bryn said, once you get your first camp onto the app, then you would contact my email address, and we would provide you with a code for getting your second, third, or fourth camps onto onto the app. Bryn has opened it up to any questions that you might have. And why don't we I'll tell you what, just shout out if you want to get on for a question or a comment or anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, Don, real quick. Bryn, would you mind going to the app and just clicking through, like you're looking through a profile so you can like click the activities and the features in there?
Yep. So there's the activities for the camp, positions, natural elements. Sorry. Yep.
Great, thank you. So now we can open up the floor if there's any questions or if you want to see anything specifically again or go through any of those.
I have a question, Giannis with Camp of the Cross, and maybe I missed this, Bryn and Hannah. We're a part of Camp America, and so we're able to put in what we're looking for, and then it brings up matches. Does this work in the same similar fashion that if we're looking for a counselor and who has different gifts, or do we go through all everybody that's listed in there as a match?
So what'll happen is that if somebody has basically swiped that they're interested in, they'll show up here on the screen, and you can look through the applicant details, but right now there isn't a way to say like, oh, well, you know, I'm curious in an applicant who, you know, has certain skills or anything like that. Right now we're not tracking any of that. So we don't, you're not able to actually look for an applicant based
on
that.
So that was my next question. So the only way that we would be matched on this is if an applicant decides to match with us. We don't see anybody else that's in the database. They have to choose us.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. So on like other like swiping apps, like a dating app, it's not like the two parties swiping on each other. This is just sort of like a one-sided swipe. But then the camps will receive those applicants that are interested and then can kind of go through that process. So you won't have access to all the people on this app. You will just have access to the applicants that have shown interest. It's similar to like when you're at a camp fair and a student like signs up on your interest form or something like that. It's basically kind of that same method of showing interest and getting info. Yeah. Great question though. Love it.
That question came from Yana Sloka, and I'm going to jump in with another comment here. I think the effectiveness of this app is going to be maximized with the more number of camps that we have on it, the better it's going to work. And the quicker we can get camps enrolled on it, then the better, because another big part of it is to get word out to the demographic that this is something that's available to them for anybody who might even be thinking about looking for a summer camp position. And the first weekend in February, Giannis and I are going to be representing LOM at the Youth Ministry Extravaganza, where we're going to have an opportunity to get this in front of literally hundreds of Lutheran youth workers and youth directors and so forth. So we're hoping that we can get a critical mass of camps signed up so that when we start getting the word out to all the people who might be interested in a summer camp position, they're going to be able to see as many camps as we can possibly get on here. So I'm saying, wow, I hope that your camp will sign up for this thing. And I hope that if you do sign up for it, that you'll sign up within the next several days so that we can really get this thing rolled out in grand fashion. Thank you. Okay.
I have another question. Sorry. So definitely what Don is saying, that, you know, the extravaganza is a way for us to, I mean, it's also a way for us to let people know about adventure camps and, you know, that type of thing. My next question is, this is more personal. I'm in Western North Dakota, and, you know, we're not always the joy, and people don't realize how awesome we are. Will LOM consider Facebook ads that would meet different ages around the United States that this might be attached to? I think it would be great. I mean, so then if someone really wanted to go to the prairies of North Dakota, then they would think about that. So I'm just trying to think of ways that, besides us doing the work, because I only have a small population in North Dakota that I reach out to, but how does it get across the United States?
Yanis, I appreciate, on behalf of all of LOM, that suggestion for how to reach as many people as possible with this. And I will be happy to work with you and everyone in terms of any suggestions you have for getting the word out to as many people as possible, because we realize this in this is going to be a big resource for all of LOM, and we want this to be as useful as possible, and a big part of it is getting the word out, like you say. So if doing a Facebook ad, you know, our resources are limited in terms of financial resources, and yet at the same time, if we can make that work, then all by all means.
Yeah, Don, can I say a note about that as well?
Yeah.
Really with the Camp Match app, it's less like your specific camp marketing it, because you're just going to want to market your camp when you're using your tools for marketing. This is hopefully coming more from like an LOM marketing perspective, since it's like a lot of camps together. But some of the places we're wanting to share this app with is, you know, campus ministries, college career centers, synods, the extravaganza. So there are like specific places that we want to market just the app to. And like really the work of your organization as a camp is to join this app and to share with people. But at the same time, you're also just like marketing your single camp or organization to like your typical demographic. So it's kind of an interesting space to be in as a camp, because, you know, a lot of your energy will go to just marketing your specific camp instead of like all of these camps, if that makes sense. But if you have people that this is a really great tool, if you have a summer staff member that wants to work at another camp and gain more experience, if you have a summer staff member that wants to go into outdoor ministry in the future, I would really encourage you to encourage that staff member. But you could say, hey, check out this app, and you can kind of look through what other camps you may want to work at in the future, things like that. But yeah, the marketing is kind of this interesting space to be in, because we want to market all of these camps as, you know, LOM to get applicants, but then you're also marketing your own camp at the same time. Yeah.
Well, and while we're talking about blanketing the general public with information about the availability of this app, I want to mention too that Diana Parks, who's the executive director at Good Earth Village and also a member of the LOM board of directors, is working on a whole bunch of press releases and stuff like that that we're going to be getting out and around. And Diana, I don't know if you want to say anything about that yourself, but this would be a good time to do that if you would.
Sure. Yeah. So we're working. We'll have a hopefully we'll have confirmation here. Sure. I was just checking for my email, but I expect we'll have confirmation of some local press. But then I'm also working on a strategy for some national press releases, so collecting some of the best sources. So if anybody has ideas, but Don gave me a few, and then we have a board member who's a member of the NBC family, and so we'll be working with him to be pushing a lot of stuff after this launch party.
I have a question. Just wondering, I saw on the applicant preferences portion when you went in from the staff side to look at details of a potential applicant who had matched with you, that one of the preference options was camp location. Will that be limited to just states that they will be able to select, or is there a possibility that Canada would be available as an option to them?
Kendra, first of all, Kuriakos is so involved in LOM that even if you're not officially a member, we certainly consider you a member. And we want to make this as helpful and useful to you as anybody else. So if that's not already a possibility, that's one of those suggestions that I'm going to write down and ask Bryn to make sure that there is the capability of having our Canadian neighbors have usefulness for those too.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep.
I have a question. I'm Lori from LRCC in Southern California. And Hannah mentioned, you mentioned at the beginning that there would be a small monthly fee. So that was one question. And then my other question is, when it lists the activities of the camp or stuff, one of our sites has a sustainable living garden and farm, and I didn't see anything listed there. And I think, is there an other box, or is there a way to add livestock, garden, farming, that kind of thing? That and the monthly fee were my two questions.
Hey, Laurie, thank you for that suggestion. And we definitely want to make sure that something like the farm at Luther Glen has a way of getting uplifted in your profile. So that's definitely, I don't remember Hannah saying anything about a monthly fee, but we don't have any plan for any kind of a monthly fee. There's the one-time sign-up fee and then an annual very token amount after that.
Okay, I must have misunderstood that. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. And great with uplifting, you know, different activities at your site that might not be listed. Those are sort of the types of feedback we want to receive, since we sort of had to kind of just go with like basic things that we felt were kind of across a lot of things. But I know a lot of camps have, you know, different sustainability practices or farms. But if there are things in the preferences that you think should be added, please let Dawn or I know, and we can talk to Bryn about getting those added. Again, we want to make sure that we're really getting applicants to really understand, you know, what is all involved in the place that they are applying to. So thank you for that. And again, anyone else, as you go through this process of signing up and looking at the app, just let us know what other little details like that would be helpful to add. Yeah, thank you.
There's Kendra, is your hand up again? All right.
I have a question. So kind of responding to the concern that some camps might not be as easy to find on Camp Match or might not get as much interest. I know that as one of the adventure programs, we do tend to look kind of exciting, but we also have a really limited number of positions. And it's common that there's a staff person who, you know, has different interests, even though that the wilderness thing looks really, you know, exciting and they want to talk about it, but their interests really lie somewhere else, or our staff just fills up really quickly. Is there a mechanism for referring candidates to another camp? Or is that just something we would have to do manually or via word of mouth or something like that?
Well, I can just note one thing which doesn't totally answer your question, but on the top right on my screen, it says Good Earth Village, Minnesota. And then below that, it says accepting applications. So if you're full, you can check a box to say that you're no longer accepting applications. And in your profile, there's a checkbox here that is checked right now because this camp is accepting it. But if I uncheck it and, you know, click save at the submit at the bottom, then in the app, this would show up that the camp isn't accepting applications. There's not a mechanism for, you know, me referring those to them, except for, you know, in that case, I would be reaching out individually, or, you know, get a list of the people who were not hiring and say, hey, you know, maybe here's some other camps that you want to look at. So I can't automatically do that right now as a camp, but I can at least let potential staff people know that we're no longer accepting applications.
Cool. Thanks.
A quick question about notifications. Will we get an email notification if somebody matches with us, or is it something where we go in every day or every other day or whatever and take a look and see if we have any matches?
Bryn, is that a feature yet, or is that maybe something we could add as a element
yeah.
to this?
What I was thinking is that rather than sending an email out every time somebody matches, that maybe just, you know, once a day you would get an email that said, oh, you know, if somebody matched, you would get an email that said, hey, you know, click here to view your most recent matches. And, you know, so that would maybe go out every 24 hours. And that way you wouldn't, you know, that way if 10 people match in a day, you're not just randomly getting emails as they match, if unless it's preferable to get an email every time somebody matches, but it seems like it might be better.
For some of us, that would be awesome and exciting to get 10 emails that people have matched with us. So I'll welcome those emails.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, you could have an email go out every time someone matched.
Well, I think that some of us are used to it because the way we set up our systems, you know, our offices will get like camper registrations and retreat registrations. But this time of year with summer staffers using we use Campbrain as our portal, it is nice to be able to get an email so that we know that they're interested, so that we can do quicker follow-up. Because unfortunately it is a tough industry to work with and get college students to commit to, well, at least in Western North Dakota, to work at places. So, I mean, but if I was a large camp, maybe an option of how we get them, you know, I mean,
sure.
You could choose how you get it.
Okay. We'll figure something out so you at least get a notification either way.
Other questions, comments? All right.
Thank you. This is very exciting. Thank you for doing this. Yeah. Hannah, thank you for the inspiration.
Thank you.
I'm big thanks to Hannah for not only inspiring the idea, but also sticking with it and working with us the whole time, really being the one who spearheaded it. And to Bryn, for his knowledge of camp as he developed this app, we're very grateful to Bryn for his work and skill and expertise in putting this together. It's the first time for everybody, so we will be definitely looking for and open to ideas, suggestions, recommendations that you have for improving on this. But and don't forget, big opportunity for all of us on the first weekend of February. with the youth ministry extravaganza. And then we're going to be just blasting as many places as we can with press releases and news and information about this. So please get signed up for it as soon as possible. Okay, everybody, thank you very much. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you around the network, everybody. And our next LOM Zoom forum is coming up this Friday, the 29th of January at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern, 1 Central, 12 Mountain and 11 Pacific time. It's going to be a really interesting Zoom that we're doing in conjunction with the ELCA Youth Ministry Network, Young Adult Ministry Network. And it's going to be intersection of outdoor ministry and young adult ministry. Not totally different from what we've been talking about with this Camp Match app. In fact, very closely related. So look forward to seeing you again at that time. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.